I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, we're talking about sneaky people snooping around the house looking for presents.
You know, it's so crazy. Our kids don't want to spoil their Christmas.
Okay, yeah.
They'll come in the room. If you're on Amazon, my daughter will turn her head and say, can I look? Is it okay?
Uh-huh.
But my wife was like the people you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
She would spoil her Christmas every year and instantly regret it, but she would do it again.
21% of women admit they can't resist the temptation, and they want to find out what you have bought them.
My brother and I used to do it.
Okay.
We would go through the closets and find them, and then we would wish we hadn't done it.
Okay. There's been a couple times I'd unwrap it, play with it, and then wrap it back up.
Oh,
okay, we weren't
no.
that bold.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
My mom did that. She tells me she had a basketball, and they wrapped up under the Christmas tree. It was round. So she'd go out and play basketball with it, wrap it back up before her mom got home, and then put it back under the tree.
Huh. That's hysterical. So,
yeah, it was dirty. The ball was dirty.
Did her mom notice?
Yeah, they did. Christmas morning. But men are less likely to snoop around and try to figure out what their gifts are, obviously.
That's because our gifts suck.
You think?
Usually. Dads get horrible gifts.
Okay.
We get ties and stuff.
We don't care. Yeah. It's kind of like Mother's Day. You know, you go out for Mother's Day. Father's Day, just kind of by the wayside. Same thing Christmas.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm. It kind of is.
No. Okay. Well, younger people are way more likely to sneak around and look for their presents. 32% of 18 to 34-year-olds say they check out all the places around the house to see if they can find their presents, and only 12% of people over the age of 35.
And that's, again, because when you get older, you don't get as good at presents.
True.
When you're young, you get awesome presents. And then you get older, and the presents start to get more practical.
Oh, well, that might be the case, yes.
Okay, so if you don't want them to find some presents, we have some help from some parents and what they have done.
Okay, and on the other hand, if you're a kid and you're looking for presents, here's some places to check.
Okay, they say wrap the presents, but don't put tags on them and don't tell them who they are for.
Okay.
So there's just presents underneath the Christmas tree, no tags on them. You don't know whose is whose.
That's hard because then you've got to figure it out later.
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we put tags on them and we forget who they're for because either we were too sloppy or the tag falls off and then you're like, oh, crap, who is this for? And you have to open part of it to see what it is.
Can you imagine the doctors out there that wrap the presents and they're, you know, because you can't read their prescription most of the time. Anyway. Doctors have bad handwriting. That's a joke.
Right, that's old joke because now it's all on the computer.
But they have an opportunity to give great gifts since they have that prescription pad.
That's true.
Yes.
Look what I got you, a prescription pad.
I can't read the prescription, but I'll take what's inside.
Let me shake it. Oh, it sounds like a bottle of pills here. Hold on. I think I got it. Is it?
Heidi and I are both reaching for a bottle of pills right now to shake for your special sound effects here.
There it is. Jingle bells.
Do we all have bottles?
Yeah, no, we do.
Just to come to work, right?
How we make it through the show each morning.
Oh, good.
Oh, yours sound like
jingle
vitamins.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Jingle pills, jingle pills. Which ones makes you sleep?
This pill makes you happy, and this one makes you sleepy.
All right, moving along, back on topic here. Wrap presents, okay, don't put tags on them. Don't use gift bags. It's too easy for the kids.
Yeah.
Gift bags, pretty much the honor system.
Yeah, also wrap presents for adults in children's wrapping paper and vice versa. So the old people paper, you can wrap your kids' presents
old
up in that.
Old people paper, OPP.
So the kids are like, oh, that was for me, and they open it. They're like, oh, great, I'm getting a bunion corn remover.
Old people, OPP. Old people paper. Anyway, you down with OPP? All right. Now, one lady did this. She said that she used to switch presents with the neighborhood's kids. So she would, like, hide kids, like her next door neighbor's kids' presents over to her house and vice versa.
Oh, that ain't good.
So the kids are going around snooping and they see these presents and all of a sudden Christmas Day comes and like, that ain't the same present that I snooped and found earlier.
That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because then they're like, wait a second. They can't say anything.
Uh huh.
Because then they'd admit they were snooping.
But what if you live next door to the rich neighbors and they all got
what you think are better toys.
Yeah, you need to make sure the presents aren't wildly disproportionate.
Yeah, but I don't rarely see like a poor person's house right beside a rich person's house.
Yeah, that's why they have zoning.
Well, you do, too.
You don't drive very much, do you?
You don't, because right next to Chanticleer.
Park a trailer.
Well, and a lot of parents are hiding their kids' presents at the neighbor's house. So, kids, you might want to go over to your neighbor's house, go play at little Tommy's house. Then snoop over there. But they hide them in garages. Your car trunk.
That's harder nowadays, too, because so many of them you can see the trunk from inside the car or get to it.
Well, don't go hiding your kids' presents in the closet or underneath the bed, okay?
Those are pretty basic.
It's first place they will look.
That's hiding 101 right there.
I've always been the gift hider.
Okay.
Like family that had kids, they'd just bring all the gifts to my house because I'm single. I don't have kids. I had extra bedroom.
Single friends are great.
Yeah.
I just thought of a good one, a good place to hide Christmas presents. No one will go here, okay?
Heidi's bra.
The hamper. The dirty clothes hamper.
Okay. Those are good, too. Oh, no. Underneath the crawl space. If you have a crawl space at home,
I'm not going under there to put the gifts.
It's too scary down there.
Kids, come here. I want you to put your gifts under here.
Okay. And don't do what this one guy did. He put the gifts in the attic, but one of the gifts was a puppy.
Oh.
Well, horrible Christmas morning.
Oh, wow.
Oh. That's not a true story.
Really? How do you know?
I just would think. Not.
Did you find that on Google?
It's on the internet.
Okay, it's true then, Heidi.
Okay,
it's
must
true.
Be.
I will say our friend Jeff Hayes just texted me and said they assign each of the family members a number.
Oh, okay.
1 through 5 each year.
Oh,
she writes the
numbers
on the gift, and they don't know which one is their number.
Oh, clever.
So in other words, he basically was saying that he has trouble with his kids doing that crap, too.
Yeah, five boys.
I don't want to do that at my house. I ain't good with math.
Hawk will be getting some lingerie for Christmas.
Sorry,
Mom.
Yeah, this is yours, Mama.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.